Yes, don't sit in filth. Welcome to the Working Hands Podcast, episode 99. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, and tonight joined by Keith, as always, of Blackthorns Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hi. This is the last double-digit episode.
Yeah. That's wild. It was kind of funny. I was going through the numbers today and to see how the podcast has grown. And it's wild to see how it really took a big upturn, and it didn't take long. I was very surprised. No. So, well, it's fun. It's been a lot of fun.
I haven't been looking at the numbers lately until you texted me the other day, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're up and down, but they definitely have a consistency to them when you really look at it drawn out over the last year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August.
2 years. Wow. Well, it's a long time talking to me. I don't know how you stick around.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, some other people that stick around are our sponsors, who we love. Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com, you can save 10% by using code WH for working hands for all your power carving needs. I use them. I stand behind them. If you're interested in power carving, give it a go. If you're wondering which bits to get, you can send me a DM and I will answer those questions for you the best I can. But it's worth it. Give it a go.
Yeah, and I'll thank our sponsor, MaritimeKniveSupply.com, your one-stop shop for makers. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's a good guy to reach out to if you ever have a question or want to see if there's something he can get for you. I don't want to sell it too much for him, but he's or oversell him in a way. But he's a good guy, and he's a big help to the maker community. So reach out to him.
He's a maker himself, so.
Yes, he's a knife maker. And you can find him at MaritimeKniveSupply.ca and .com. And like we've said before, take advantage for all you U.S. makers of the Canadian-U.S. exchange. So that it does make a big difference for you guys.
Yeah, it's always nice. It's always nice to take advantage of the exchange rate from Canada.
It does help. Well, for you guys. It doesn't help me any.
I pay Tony so little to be on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It's shameful how little I get paid.
Yeah.
All right. So how big was the boat you were on?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't the biggest I've ever been on, and it's not the biggest ship out there, but it was big. 14 stories. It was pretty cool. For those of you who don't know what boat I'm talking about, I went on a cruise to Bermuda, and it was fun. We left out of New Jersey, cruised down to Bermuda, spent a few days down there, and then cruised back.
So was it like a day at sea kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a day and a half at sea. Wasn't too bad.
Then you use the hotel, or use the boat as like your hotel?
Yep.
Basically?
Yeah. We had been to Bermuda before, and I'd been even prior to that time. So Bermuda's kind of, it's a nice place. It's beautiful, but there's not much going on there, you know? So we hung out, like there's like a little town area around the port. That's all we did. We didn't, because it kind of rained a lot. The weather was not great to us.
Oh.
So like the day we landed in Bermuda, it was the first nice day. And everyone got off the boat and went off, because I guess we get to port in the morning, and then you can get off around 9 a.m. by the time the boat's cleared customs and everything. And I talked to some people that went on excursions or whatever. They go off to the different beaches like Horseshoe Bay and all that pink sand stuff. As soon as they got there, they had about 20, 30 minutes on the beach, and then the downpours rolled in out of nowhere.
Nice.
So they all like hightailed it back to their cabs or whatever to get back to the boat, because it was just, I mean, it wasn't crazy or nothing, but So I was happy we didn't do any of those excursions. But we had a good time. What I like about that cruise, like a cruise from there down, it's not like you actually get time on the boat to enjoy the amenities that are on the boat, because these boats are loaded up with so much stuff, you know, different bars, shows, venues, casinos.
Yeah.
There's like water slides on the one we were on. There's like a false wave thing if you want to go surfing or boogie boarding. Pickleball. Yeah, they had pickleball on the boat.
You bring your paddle?
No. No, I didn't even play pickleball. I could do that here. They had shuffleboard, naturally. I feel like every boat has to have shuffleboard. We played, and I've never played not since I was a kid somewhere in a park, I'm sure. But we were terrible, right? Like, we couldn't get the concept of how hard to push or how light to push or whatever. So we played, and there was no one out on that deck, you know, whatever deck level we were on with the shuffleboard. So we got some drinks, and we went out, we played a game. And later on, we were in the casino, and you can smoke in the casino. So I wanted to go outside, get some fresh air. So I went out that way, and there was a family there playing, or a couple couples that were playing. And it was like watching a pro. I just stood out there for the whole game, because it was like watching pro curling or something, or pro whatever. I mean, they were sliding them in. I don't know if you ever played shuffleboard, but there's like a 10, 9, 8, 7, and then a negative 10 or something like that, right? So you can actually push your opponent into the negative 10 area, right? But you got to be completely in. If it touches a white line, then it's nothing. And this crew was like perfectly placing it at 10, and then they were perfectly smacking the next one to go to negative 10, right? Like to knock their opponent down to negative 10.
Gotcha.
It was just wild. And then they had other family there that were cheering them on, and it got real heated and stuff. And then it really did. It was crazy. And it's for shuffleboard. Who would have thought it was this competitive, right? These people must play all the time at home. I mean, this is not a vacation game to them. And at one point they're down, and they're down to their last round, right? And there's three women walking up from the other end, obviously plastered, right? They're walking down the deck, and it's just like a narrow hallway on the side of like the casino, right? So you're outside, but you're on the side of the ship, and like the casino's on the inside, and people come out here to like get fresh air or whatever. And what most people do is they walk out one side, and they walk down, and then they go back in, and then they go back to the casino, right?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of people doing it. And at one point, it was getting real heated, and most of the spectators for this game had left. But there's these three women walking down, and one thinks it's going to be funny. They don't know how heated this game is, right? She puts her foot out into the shuffleboard table, the shuffleboard area, because it's on the ground, right?
Gotcha.
And the look this woman gave, I thought for sure, if her foot had touched the, I don't know what you call it, a puck or whatever, this woman would have been thrown overboard. Like, that's how intense this game was. I'm not kidding you. The looks that she got, and she was oblivious to everything. She thought it was just the funniest thing ever. And she was like in the back of her pack. So she just did it to this random family that's playing shuffleboard. You know, and I was like, man, you almost got disappeared right here on this boat.
you almost got Bermuda triangled.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. People are crazy, though. I mean, we had a great time on the boat. It was relaxing. It was a nice vacation. I enjoyed it thoroughly. So don't think I went on vacation and I'm completely angry. But people are crazy. Absolutely batshit crazy everywhere. Yeah. People everywhere. I feel like after COVID, nobody has any self-realization that they're around people anymore. They're just it's absolutely insane out there. It's ridiculous. Maybe I'm not a cruise guy. Maybe this is a cruise thing.
Just like, too much alone time.
I don't know, but I got some weird stories to tell you, and you're going to be like, "What? That did not happen." I wrote some down. That's how bad. Like there was some, and I started writing them down towards the end, but just people are just rude everywhere, right? Which is fine. That's the nature of people, I guess, these days, right? But like, it's weird. Like on the boat, they have on the boat we were on, they have like obviously there's like different like stores and there's bars, right? So they built like an English pub in one of the like galleyways where you walk through.
Yep,
it was like an English pub, and it's supposedly 21 and older, right? It checks out. It's a pub, right?
Right.
The only thing you can get in there is alcohol, right? Okay. There wasn't a time of day that was open that they didn't have kids in there, right? Now there's a million other places to drink on this boat.
But pubs generally have food, don't they? That's why they call them a pub. Oh, that was part of them.
Not on the boat.
Not on this boat? Okay.
No. The only thing you can get there is alcohol or beer, right?
Yep.
It's the only place you get beer on tap. So maybe that was the problem, or that I saw that beer was on tap.
Gotcha.
But there's a bar 15 feet away. There's another bar, right? Which is just like open, right? There's just like a bar and then a big seating area, right?
Right.
So inevitably there's always kids there. But at one point this guy comes in with his kid and just like baby. I'm talking like baby, right? Not like kids that, you know, and just sits the kid down right on top of the bar.
Okay.
Not holding him, not nothing, just plops him right up there and then turns to talk to somebody and the kid's just sitting on the bar. Like what? You know, like now granted people aren't eating there, but you can go across the hall and get a pizza and bring it back to this pub. Like that's how easy it is to get food somewhere else. Right.
Gotcha.
So some people do eat there and I'm like, what are you doing? Like there's bars in the kids area. Go hang out there and watch your kid play. Like, what are you bringing the kid here for? I don't know. People are crazy.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's actually something that I started looking into now that like we're also doing a cruise in August. And I started looking into like what the amenities and stuff on the ship, because I was thinking it's a good idea to know what's on the ship before you get there, because
yeah,
you can waste a lot of time like just wandering around, because the ship we're going on, because we talked about it, but the ship I'm going on is a little bit smaller than the one that you were. Well, quite a bit smaller.
Right.
So I think we looked yours up was like 180 foot beam. So
yeah.
Width and roughly 1,100 feet long.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
And the one I'm going on is the same length, like the 1,100 feet, something like that. And the beam is 120. So it's 60 feet smaller.
Oh, wow.
And it holds about, I think it's like 2,100 or 2,600.
Yeah, ours was in the threes, I think.
Yeah. So that's something I started looking at because I need to kind of know. And it actually, the layout of the ship's pretty simple, so it's not going to be bad.
Yeah, you don't get lost on the boat.
No, it wasn't so much about getting lost. It's just about like knowing what's included and what like restaurants you can go to easily and that kind of thing. So
that's did you buy the drink package?
I believe we have the base drink package included. Like we did it as an all inclusive. So a bunch of food and drinks are included. So the drink package with like each drink, like a certain dollar value drink I can get without any extra cost.
Okay. So that's the cruise I was on. It's either you buy your own drinks at whatever the cost of the drink is, or you buy the drink package and any drink is free.
I gotcha.
But you got to drink like the how early you buy the package, like it is a rate of change in how much it costs as you go up and down, right? Like so, as you get closer to the sale date, it gets more expensive.
Yeah, I noticed for us it was the same. Like right now, I think it's like 7% savings. Like not a ton, but it's still something.
Yeah. So whatever it was, we factored it in that if you do the math, I had to drink 7 drinks a day.
Yeah, that's about what it is for us too.
Which is easy to do because if you want a soda, that you won't have, like they don't give you soda with the food package. Like
yeah, there's pop and water and coffee and a lot of things that aren't included other with than the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. So, like they had a Starbucks on the boat, so we got
you don't
Starbucks
have
every day.
So you don't have to be blitzed the entire time.
Right, right, yeah.
7
yeah.
drinks a day. Woo!
I mean, I did drink the 7 alcoholic drinks a day. but I also drank coffee and I got soda.
Yeah.
It's worth it. I mean, even if it came in less, like, I just don't want to stress about money when I go on a trip like that. I just want to get on the boat and not think about anything.
Yeah, you want it to be a vacation. So that's, yeah I'm in the same boat.
Even if it cost me $50 more than what I drank, right? I'd rather not worry about money. I'd rather pay before I go and just go and not worry about
it. Yeah, I would rather short it than actually pay everything out and pay more than I would have for the package. And then have extra, this extra cost at the end of the trip that you're like, oh, man.
Right. Now, I did that anyway because there was things on the boat that you pay for. Like, they had an arcade. Obviously, the casino, I mean, that's not included.
Yeah.
So I brought casino money with me. But then on the boat, like, we went to the arcade, and you got to pay for the arcade. So I like to play racing games or stupid stuff, you know, Miss Pac-Man or whatever. So I did that stuff. That was fun. But yeah, so there are some incidentals you're paying for, but it's not like I spent more time drinking than I did in the arcade. So
yeah, sounds like it's fun. Like, for us, this is our trial one to see if it's something that we might do on more regular basis, like every year, every couple of years kind of thing.
I think every couple of years is good. I like vacations that aren't cruise based. I feel like I could do cruise based when I get old and don't want to move around as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they're good every now and then to just have a forget. Like, it's a no stress vacation. You get on the boat and then that's it.
Yeah. I found that when we went to Mexico with like the all inclusive, because you knew, like, we knew what was included in our package. So you knew what restaurants you could go to. Like, there was a bunch of, what were they called? A la carte that you could go to. Like, but you had to have, like, they always had it with the men was had the dress code. It was like a man had to have a collared shirt.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing. Or that was one of the things. Not really a big thing. It's not a big deal. But you could get, you know, a nice something different than what the buffets had. But the buffets actually weren't bad. I found the food in Mexico pretty decent.
Yeah. On the boat, the buffet was okay. It was serviceable. We didn't go to the main dining hall every night. We went two of the nights, and it was so much better.
Oh, yeah.
So much better than the buffet.
So that's...
We went the last two nights, so that was our fault.
Yeah, so for our trip, it's the same kind of facilities. There's a buffet that like serves a bunch of stuff up until like 11 o'clock at night, I think they said. Yeah. And then there's a main dining hall that's there too. And then a bunch of, there's like a burger stand or something on like the top deck. Like, you just walk up and get burgers and fries and hot dogs and things like that.
Yeah.
If you wanted. I think that's all included. Still sussing out the included, not included stuff. But then there's some higher end restaurants on the ship that aren't included. We already know they're not included, so
right,
you have to have like the Mucky Muck suite to have some of these included. So it's like a huge difference in cost just so you could, you know, eat at the nice restaurant and have it included.
So what's funny about that is, like, on the boat we were on, they have a thing called, there's a few of them, I just remember Chops because I looked it up. Chops is the steakhouse on the ship, right?
Yep.
And I think it's on all Royal Caribbean, whatever. It's always okay. Chopped. But if you go there, it's an additional $59 per person plus 18% gratuity automatically tacked on.
So for us, it's called the Tuscan Grill. I've already found that. And it's $65. So on top per person.
Well, here's the kicker.
Which we might actually do anyways, but we're not sure.
Well, we went to the main dining hall on the second of last night, and they have a thing there at the bottom of the menu that you can order a Chops filet mignon for $20. So for $20, I go to the main dining hall, and I could save $40 versus going to the Chops restaurant.
Oh, man.
So naturally, I ordered it, and it was really good. It was delicious.
Nice.
But, I mean, that was like, we were on our way back already. I had only spent like $50 on my card for the boat. I was like, let's just do it. I mean, if that's what you want, get it. And she's like, well, yeah, I'll get it then. And I'm like, I'm getting it. So it was good, though. We had to get to, but people, like I was saying before, I wrote some things down here. And some of it, you're going to be like, there's no way that happened. But so when you're going through like all the staterooms and cabins, right?
Right.
When they're cleaning it, they prop the door open naturally, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
So I would never enter somebody else's room, but I always like to peek in to see how these other people are living.
Right.
And we're walking, and the guy who's cleaning up our room goes into a room just down the hall from us, right, as we're walking through. So he had just opened the door, like he hadn't been in there yet. Wasn't like he tore the sheets off or anything, right? Dude, it looked like Roger Daltrey and The Who stayed in this fucking stateroom. It was trashed. Dishes everywhere, sheets, clothes everywhere, garbage on the floor, just trashed. What are you doing when you're on vacation that you need to trash your hotel room? I don't understand people. And then there's people that just like, they take their dishes and they just, like if they got room service or whatever, they brought their food back to the room, they just toss it out in the hallway. No regard to people who have to walk past it. You know, it's not always tucked in right to the corner of your door or anything. You just toss it out there, like in the middle of the hallway. Like at least put it to the side so I can walk past it. At one point, somebody put maybe 50 dishes and glasses and silverware and all stuff in a pile outside, and then just tossed a dirty baby diaper out in the hallway.
Oh, what?
Like, because you don't want that shit smell in your stateroom, you throw it in the hallway.
Everybody's hallway.
So everyone else has to smell it. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a special, special.
At one point through the week, there was a family, I guess, must have been. They had a carriage where they're pushing their kids. This big double-decker carriage, right? Monstrosity. They just parked it in the hallway. Have you ever been on a cruise? The hallways are like 3.5 feet wide. You put a 2.5 foot wide carriage in there. Now everyone walking down the hallway has to squeeze past sideways through your carriage. Like, what are you thinking?
They're thinking about their own space, not everybody else.
Right. Get it out of here.
No consideration for anybody else.
I wanted to take that thing and just wheel it down the hallway to somewhere so they had to go find it. But then I mean, obviously I had to think of the kids. That would suck for the kids, but you can leave the kids there.
Yeah, we'll do that at work. We have, like, there's so many different crews of people at work. Like, we have our operations crew, and you'll have maintenance crew. You have, you know, cleaning crews that do like the satellite buildings and all our office buildings that are on site. And they all have habits of parking in spots that they're not supposed to. And let's just say occasionally vehicles get moved to other places far, far away.
Dude. Yeah. I don't know. I should have moved it, but I didn't. Yeah. I thought that I didn't want to be the jerk of the trip, you know?
Oh, no, the everywhere. Jerk was already there. They put their cart, they put their stroller out in the hallway.
And then, obviously, once one does it, then they all start doing it, you know?
Oh, you mean this is okay? I can do this?
Yeah. Oh, that's genius. There's so much more room in our room then. Maybe you should have got a bigger room or not gone on a cruise ship or not brought the biggest baby stroller I've ever seen in my life, you know?
Yeah. What,
they're crazy. They're... Well, no, go ahead.
No, there's just certain things like... I'm worried about space for us. Like, we don't have a suite or anything. We've got like a standard kind of size stateroom, but it's, you know, on a ship, the space is such a commodity, like such a,
are you inside or outside?
We're inside. We're right in the bow of the ship, like right on the very front. We're on the eighth floor or eighth deck.
Okay.
So we're up. Like, but we're not like, you know, we're not below water level or anything.
Yeah, but no windows or anything?
Yes, we have, they called it an unobstructed view.
Oh, you may have a nice one then.
Yeah.
You may be looking out over the bow of the boat.
I think we look to like starboard or port. Like we're looking out one of the sides. I don't think we have a forward facing room. But
at least you have a window. There.
Yes, we do.
At least you have a window. So we have, like, we had a like a balcony in our room.
Yeah.
It's tiny. Like, there's two chairs out there, and that's it. which is fine. At the, I mean, it's the same size room, but you're paying for that extra 100 square feet or less, whatever the balcony is.
Right.
I just like the idea of having access out, you know?
Yep.
As the inside rooms, they don't even have a window. You just go in, you shut the door, it's dark. That's it.
Yeah. So I was watching a video of the boat we're going on, and it's a certain class ship, of course, or whatever. So they have a full video of for those class of ship. And it, so ours is, so there's a stateroom with a balcony, and then there's these level of suites. Like there's four or five different suites above, like packages above.
Yeah.
So there's a stateroom with a balcony, which we don't have. And then there's a stateroom with a view. And then there's inside staterooms and inside single staterooms.
Wow.
They are small.
The good thing is that you don't spend much time in your room on a boat.
Yeah. And that's why we were, well, why I was looking into what's on the ship. Cause I really feel like we're spending the money to be on this ship. We're going to be, it's like a day and a half, maybe almost 2 days sail to the first, for the first port. So I want to use that time well so that we have, you know, we know where everything is when we, you know, kind of figure out where the good spots are. If we want to, it's going to be weird too. I don't know what we're going to be in the North Sea. Like we're going from Southampton, England to Bergen, Norway. I don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah.
I don't know if August is going to be cold or if it's going to be, you know, decent. It's not going to be tropical by any stretch. Like I'm sure.
But is it going to be pool weather? Is there a pool on this boat?
There is. There's two or three pools. They're relatively small pools. I mean, for what can be on cruise ships. But then they have an outdoor pool, and then they have like an atrium pool that's all okay. enclosed and climate controlled. So that's, depending on the days, that could be the real busy spot.
Are you going with the kids?
No, just me and her. And it'll be her brother and sister-in-law are coming with us. Not we have our own rooms. We're not staying the same. Right. But yeah, we're actually staying. They're on the same deck. We're on one side of the boat, and then the staterooms we have split the boat.
Okay.
Because they're at the bow. Yeah,
one's
at the front
port side, and
one's
one
port,
one's
starboard. So that's the. So the rooms should be fairly big, because I mean if there's two rooms and the boat's 120 feet, if it's whatever the width of the boat is, we're half of the width of the boat.
That's pretty good.
So I don't think it's that big at that spot. I think the deck's higher, get to that 120 foot width. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think my room's going to be 60 feet wide.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty there.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in August.
Yeah. But yeah, so on our ship, they had like a quasi-indoor area, and that's the adult pool area. So no kids are supposedly allowed in there.
Yeah.
And there's a pool, right?
Yeah.
With like a bar in it. Not like a service bar, but like they had bar stools in the pool, and you could like lean and sit there and put your drink on it if you were in the pool or whatever. But you had to get out of the pool to get a new drink. But then on either side of that, they had two hot tubs, right? That they like extend off the edges of the boat. But it's the adult only section. We were going to go, like we get up to go to the hot tub kind of early so it wasn't crowded. We're walking to one, and there's people in it, but it's a nice day. And we're walking to one, and there's a guy. You can walk through as a kid or bring your kids through this, because if you go through the adult-only pool area, there's the gym is on the other side of it, right, at the bow of the ship.
Yeah.
And on the newer boats, that gym area at the bow is all the solarium, they call it, and that is the adults-only pool section on the newer boats.
Gotcha.
And that's where your pool area is, and the gym's behind it. So they flip-flopped them. But on this one, it's the other way around, because this was built before that. Natural, we're going to go hang out in the hot tub for a bit. We're walking over to one. And there's a guy walking through with his kid, and I'm like, I bet this kid's going to get in that hot tub. Sure enough, the guy just goes up, gets right in the hot tub. The whole kid area is wide open. There's not a kid in it, right? There's hot tubs over by the kid area, right? Nope, this guy brings his kid right into the hot tub. The adults only said, like, come on, man, you know, have a little class. I was so pissed off.
So how does that work? Is that, so if he's in the kid area, he probably can't drink in the kid area, can he?
Absolutely. They got bars in the kid area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If kid area is like, empty, go to the kid area.
With, when I say kid area, it's just the, like the general pop, right?
It's gen pop. Okay.
Yeah. It's a bigger pool. They got bigger. I mean, they had like four or five hot tubs in that area, right? Yeah. They have the big pool there. Then they have what's called like the sports pool, where they'll put in like volleyball or whatever, or water polo nets or whatever you want to play over there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a kid playground in there as well. And they're all separated. So like if he didn't want to be on the playground area with like the splash parks and like water fountains and water slides and all that, you could just bring your kid to one of those hot tubs or bring your kid to one of those pools. And they were kind of empty, right? But gotcha. You do have other screaming kids around. This guy obviously didn't want to be around screaming kids, so he took his screaming kid and brought him into the adults-only section. And as he's there, like, we got right to the hot tub because he was right in front of us walking, and then he walked up and right into the hot tub. And I look over at all the other people in the hot tub, and the look on their face was all like, what are you doing here with this kid, you know? Everyone kind of rolled their eyes, and I was like, oh, peace, I'm going to the other hot tub. I'll see you guys later. But yeah, the craziest part, it was. Yeah, I'm just bringing up the crazy people situations that happened. And I'm not even going to bring them all up because there was one woman who put on an obscene amount of perfume to go to the pool. Like she sat a little bit away from us and it was like she dumped a whole bottle of perfume on her before she came to the pool. I'm like, what are you doing, lady? And then naturally, that like they set up all the loungers, right? In a particular way, and they're all uniform and nice and easy. We get up early, we sit there. There's nobody by the pool when we got there, right? It's like 7 a.m. We get up, go to the pool so we can sit there when it's quiet, read a book, relax. There's nobody around. Nobody around. This woman comes over, has to sit right in front of us, and then start moving. The way the chairs are set up by the crew is not good enough for her. So she starts moving all the chairs, like 20 chairs around. So she could move her chair and turn it sideways where all the other chairs are supposed to be. So she's like blocking walkways over here and that way with these chairs. And then she turns it and then she takes over five chaise lounges so no one can sit around her. Two on one side, two on the other, and the one she wanted to sit in. And then a million gallons of perfume. And she had to take the one right in front. There are thousands of chaise lounges around this pool, thousands. That's probably not an exaggeration. And she takes the one right in front of us and then proceeds to set it up for 25 minutes while listening to an audiobook on speakerphone.
Oh, that's a special kind of person that is.
I can't stand people. This is why I shouldn't be in these situations. I held my own. Like I tried to play it cool, but I was fuming.
Yeah.
And then
I akin that to someone like when they're, I see all these, I sound like a grumpy old man now, but I see people my age doing it too with the speaker phone, like holding a cell phone instead of holding it to your ear so you can just hear it in the earpiece, or put earbuds in that everybody has nowadays that are Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And have a conversation. No. They go walk around with their cell phone flipped upside down so the speaker's up facing them. And it's like walking around, you're listening to someone's phone conversation. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, to have some privacy. Like, I like my privacy, and I like to have you to have yours.
Yep. That's when you start screaming. Continue with your story around that person. Oh, I got more. I don't know. Oh, I was amazed. Another thing is, now I'm not a parent, right? So I don't know what it's like. But we would go out. The casinos or the bars at night or whatever on the boat, right? It'd be like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. People are still out with their kids. And I'm not talking like teenagers or even tweens or whatever you call it, like 10 and up, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm talking like infants, 2-year-olds, at 12:30, 1 in the morning, like in the casino, like walking through the casinos and the bars, hanging out at the bars with their kids there. Strollers everywhere. I'm like, at some point, shouldn't you like go back to your room and be an adult? You know, if you want to be out all night, what?
No, the kids would be holy terrors. But I suppose there would be like daycares and stuff on the ship, was there not?
Yeah.
So you have to drop a very cranky kid off in the morning and then have the day to themselves.
Right?
Yeah, that would be...
That's not fair to the crew either.
No.
But if you're gonna drink all day, what are you doing drinking at night?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, and then we go to the casino, right?
Yeah.
Casino's great, right? Whatever. If you're a gambler, if you're not a gambler, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got its own thing. Like, I don't understand how a ship like this has $25 tables. That's your minimum. You're going to be out of money in no time, right? So the table games kind of sucked. They had...
Like that was their smallest table, was $25?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. They had poker. You could play poker, but it was 5-7, right? As opposed to like 3-4 game or whatever, if you want to play Texas Hold'em.
Gotcha.
So every bet's $5 or $7, right? But the kicker is they take a minimum $15 rake per hand.
They rake? Oh, man. No way. You'd have to...
It's a poker table. So, but it's a minimum. It's not a percentage of the bet, and there's no cap. I forget what the percentage is as it goes, but it's a minimum $15 hand.
Oh, yeah, and you're putting 12 in just on the blinds.
If there's only two of you in there, you may be playing and just giving away money. Like, how do you, like, people are losing money on the bet, on a hand they win. So they're forcing you to bet big at the end. That's the game plan.
Yeah, I mean,
me and another guy were talking about it. We couldn't figure out why it's a minimum $15 rake. I said, maybe the real dealers aren't on this boat, so they just said, let's try and just keep people off the poker table.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, wow, that's.
Then they had a poker tournament for 2 days, like 2 different days. They had poker tournaments. It was $100 minimum buy-in initially, and then you could buy extra chips for $50 clips. They got 7 people to enter. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, if I'm on a cruise, I'm out on a cruise to go play poker. Like, I've enjoyed playing poker over the years and doing, like, the whole Texas Hold'em thing. And actually, at some point, I think the guys I work with are going to get a game together at some point. And I'll do that, but that's, you know, usually like a $20 buy-in or something. And you can play, you know, most of the night if you're not foolish with your chips.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play in casinos, but I don't anymore. I would do a pickup game, like with a bunch of friends or something. That's fine. I don't care if it's $20, $100, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So we go over and we were playing the slots, and they have all sorts of those, you know? And what's cool on a lot of them is you can go up to it, and if you want to pay a dollar a bet or whatever, you can. But it, like, some of them, like, you choose the denominations you want. And some of them would go down to penny slots. So we were doing that just for something to do at night, you know, when you get bored of being at the bars. But the best part is, I don't know how old the people were, but they clearly went into the casino with a diaper on. And they were not ashamed about taking a shit in there.
What?
Yep. Man. That cleared that out that night. I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this.
So how does that work? Is that like... what do the staff do with the patrons or the you know, like, do they correct any of this stuff, the customer's always right kind of thing?
I don't know. We didn't stick around. I mean, it clearly was not a fart, right?
The staying power was just too much.
It stayed around for... I mean, at first you think it's a fart, you know, and you're like, oh, you know. And luckily, people were smoking in there, so had that smell. But then it just wasn't going away at all. And after like 10 minutes, you're like, okay, I have to go, right?
That's rough.
Like, how are they sitting there in their filth, right? It's clearly not a mistake. It's not like, oh, I poop, I can't hold it. I poop myself. I should go clean it up. It was clearly, I pooped myself, but I'm going to run. I'm sticking around. You know what I mean? And I'm looking around, because most of the time I was hanging out there, you know, that the wife's more into the slots than I am. I would like to play roulette, but not at $25 a hand, right? So I'm like hanging out. So I'm like looking around to see which one of these people is winning so much that they'd sit in their own filth for as long as they did. And nobody. I couldn't figure out who it was.
Man.
And then you got people like other people.
They were winning. Like either they were winning or they were like down so much that they couldn't. They're like, oh, I got to keep going or I'm going to, you know, I got to make that money back.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
But you got to know the casino's always. We play for fun, right? Throw $100 in and play for a little bit and then leave. If you're up, you're up. If you're down, you're down. But man, it was disgusting. I don't know what's worse. The scumbag who threw their baby diaper out in the hallway so they didn't have to smell it in their stateroom, or the asshole who craps his pants in the casino and sticks around with that. What's worse? Which one of those people is worse?
I think the person
these vile creatures of the world.
Person that craps her own pants and sits in it. That's just a new level. That's wow. Glad we didn't talk too much while we were on the cruise. That's disturbing.
And then, of course, you go back the next day because there's nothing to do with that hour. You know, it winds up at night on our cruise ship. It was either you go in a nightclub with the frat boys. There was a crew of I call them the fanny pack crowd. They were clearly frat boys who were high school zeros to college heroes, and they thought they were the belle of the ball on this cruise ship. They were going around so we go to that the English pub the one night, and they have on an acoustic set there, right? So all the different bars have different things. Like there's karaoke, there's family karaoke, there's adult karaoke. And we would go to both. The family karaoke's fun. So if you're on your boat and they have family karaoke, go to that because you get these little kids up there singing their heart out. And that was fun to watch. Like we walked through that bar a couple times when they were doing that, and we stuck around for a couple songs. The adult karaoke was pretty funny. But this crowd, so we go to this one, the English pub, because they had an acoustic guy. We figured that'd be cool to sit down and have a beer and listen to the guy strum a guitar and sing some good songs, right? And supposedly he's real good. We get there, and this fanny pack frat crowd comes through, right? And they grab a table and just start screaming, right? And then the guy's trying to play music. People are trying to listen to him, and they don't care, right? They just start screaming stuff. And then obviously somebody went over and was like, hey, I think it was the guy who was singing as they sat right next to him. I think he leaned over and was like, hey, guys, I'm trying to play a set here, right? Like, I'm only here for an hour and a half, and then I'm done. And they're like, well, play it. And then they start screaming. They're all hammered. Well, play a song we can sing to. Play a song we can sing along with. And he's like, I will do that. What song do you guys all know? And they argued for like 20 minutes, screaming at each other, trying to figure out a song they all knew that they could sing. And then, you know, and some of them had girlfriends there with them or whatever. And the one night they come down through the main, like, promenade, they call it. That's where all, like, the English pub is and the pizzeria and stuff. And at night, it's like the nightlife area, right? It's like walking down a main street. They come through screaming. I don't even know what they were screaming, but the one guy had a blow up sex doll, right? And we're not talking late at night. And he's just walking through there screaming whatever he's screaming about the sex doll.
Nice.
Walking through like through families and everything. And like they have their girlfriends are like trailing behind, like trying to shield their faces. Like, I'm not with these guys. And everyone knows you're with them. We've seen you guys parade through the boat, your fanny pack crowd the whole time. Like, scream, like they were loud. Wherever they went, they were loud, obnoxious. And it's just like, I don't know. It's crazy. The world is crazy anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I can remember when I played rugby, like, you know, you're strolling through into a bar with, you know, 18 guys, and you're all like, we've done some crazy stuff, but yeah, I don't think we're ever that bad. I think a few times we were asked to like quiet down a little bit, but never got that bad that we're like, wow, I never got that bad. Some of the other guys might have got that bad.
I understand if you get drunk on a night or something, you get a little rowdy, right? I get that. So, like, the night in the English pub, fine. But, like, everywhere they went, there was a spectacle. Everywhere on the ship. No matter what time of day. Always together. Always a spectacle.
That sucks.
I mean, I just moved out of those areas. You know, there's enough to do on the boat where if, as long as the group congregates together and they're a menace in one area, I can go to a different area. And I'm fine with all of that, right? Whatever. You're on your vacation too. Do whatever you want. But the sex doll at like 7 o'clock going through the promenade around all the families. That's just, and I'm sure it's probably some lost fantasy football bet or some crap like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where the main guy's got to walk through, you know?
Oh, but yeah. Like you seen that one, that TikTok or something, but he loses fantasy football and he has a date with a sex doll and they call his wife to tell.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
kind of like what this is, but, you know, parading like through families in this thing. And I'm gotcha. Like, it was awkward. Luckily, they kept moving, but it was awkward. And then the one girl's trying to shield her face in the back. Like, I'm not with them. I just going this way. And I was like, we all know you're with him. You know, face got all red. She kept walking.
Nice.
It's funny.
Yeah. Sounds like you had a time.
Yeah. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. I mean, all that stuff comes back to be good stories later, you know?
Oh yeah.
The crap in your pants in the casino is probably that one. And the diaper in the hallway are probably the two, like the rest of the stuff, you know, it just happens, right? People suck. But those two things, that's more than people suck, you know? That's not leaving your cart at the shopping mall out in the parking lot. That's like blatant disregard for anyone else but yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a wild one.
And in the case where you crap your pants, it's blatant disregard for yourself as well.
Yeah.
I pray they were wearing a diaper. It smelled so bad, maybe they weren't.
Oh, ugh.
There's a couple of people talking about it, you know, because you're there and you're gambling around people and you're like talking about like, this is gross. Is it going to go away? Did something happen in the bathroom? You know, because bathrooms are never too far away from you on the boat. Like, did something happen in the bathroom and it backed up? Or is that somebody sitting around? Or, and then you could move and it may get stronger in the next aisle and weaker the following aisle. And then you come back or you move and it's not there and then it's there. Like, I just have to leave. I'm over it. I gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a rough one.
And then I didn't think about it then. And I didn't think about it the next night when we went back. And then, you know, maybe somebody farted or something, but you smell it again. And then you're like, were they sitting on one of these stools? Were they sitting on this stool?
Yeah.
Somebody wiped that down. You know what I mean?
Let's hope.
I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like a rough one.
It's just weird. But cruises are fun. You're going to have a great time on yours.
Well, I hope so.
No, they really are. I mean, obviously, I'm just picking out the funny parts of it. But 90% of the trip was great, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Prepare to eat all sorts of different foods and stuff. Like, I don't know. We went to the dining hall the night they had escargot. That's always fantastic.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll try that.
Oh, the cruise is the way to go. You already paid for it, right? So if you don't like it, they'll bring you something else.
Yeah.
They're all about whatever you want is what you're going to get. So you can say, I've never had escargot. Can I try it? And they'll bring it out. And they'll come in and check on you for the next thing. It's absolutely delicious.
I'll take your word on that.
All right.
So
don't try the good stuff. It's fine.
The good stuff.
Let's thank those patrons, Tony.
All right. We'll get this nice little list done. All right. So here we go. We got Corey of Odyssey CNC, the Etsy Boys, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery. And then our top tier, we have Eastboke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence Maritime NiceSupply.com, Ed Johns of ButtJoints.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Green Street Joinery, Vincent Ferrari of Digitally Creative, Brian Housework of Workfort Podcast, Artigino Sorio, Matt of Wooden Mustache. I don't know why I stumbled on that one. Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna of Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnomehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Do Construction, and Tony of Kodamo Design. Thank you all.
Thank you all. It's fantastic. We love your support. I just want to mention before we head out, the Maker Camp Maker Swap is back. You can check out hashtag Maker Camp Maker Swap for any of the past entries. Maybe somebody already started on theirs. We announced it a couple weeks ago. It will be back. It should be fun this year. Bring your best. Show off your skill level, whatever that is. Beginner, intermediate, master. But whatever your best skills are, make a product with that. Bring it to Maker Camp if you're coming. And you can do the swap where you go home with another maker's item. It's fun. Give it a go. Right, Tony?
Yes. I'm actually looking right now to see if anybody has started a project.
Yeah. I got to put together a reel for that.
Yes, we need to up our game on that stuff.
Yeah, it may already be out by the time this one airs. We're recording this one a little early.
Yeah.
But with that, do you have any other parting words?
No, just don't shit your pants in a casino.
Don't shit your pants in a casino.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
Even a fart in public spaces is generally not cool.
Now, I shouldn't say don't shit your pants in the casino, because maybe it was a health issue. But if you do shit your pants in a casino, do the right thing. Go clean yourself up.
Yes. Don't sit.
Don't hang
filth.
Out there. Don't sit in filth. That may be the title of this episode.
Oh, that could be a good one.
Anyway, on that bombshell, theme music is by Chad's Custom Creations. Fact checking is by The Diaper.
The Hall.
If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm a Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram. If you want to send us an email, it's workinghandspodcast@gmail.com. Rate, review the show. 5 stars is always appreciated. If you want, or please, we would like you to share the show with all your friends. Tell them about us. Get them listening. It'd be a huge help for us. And we're going to head on over to the after show.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Later.
Later.